Last week, we started off with Ha'ara on the famous Rashi. Rashi brings down the Sefri, the Teres Kainim, that says, Kisimkuru Mechor L'Yisrael Chavercha. When you sell something, you have to sell to your friend. And Umenayin Shabal Liknois, Kinemi Yisrael Chavercha. So there's two pratim that we said over, which are very important, both of them. One is that when you buy something, this is more you do with the galacha, that when you buy something, aval, you should buy from a yid. And also, even when you sell something, you have something to sell, you should try to sell it to a yid. The Mefarshim ask, first of all, the Rambam and the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, they don't bring down this halacha, b'chlal. And also, you don't find that people are so makbid on this thing. So we said over, nachat drasha, from the that's brought down, that the Chikei Lev brings it down, that Joshua, that maybe it sounds like it's only a Midas Chassidus. It's not Me'ikir Adin. Me'ikir Adin, you don't have to. But it's an Indian of a Midas Chassidus to do it. L'maisin, Chubis... What? Right. Even though you fall. So that's the Shaila over there. So some of Farshim want to say that by Nevela, you see, maybe it's only a Davar Mu'it. Right? That's what the... Right. L'maisin, the Ramat Taka brings it down, Me'ikir Adin. The Ramah brings it down, Me'ikir Adin. In the Chikrei Lev, he comes out that it's hard to be manchid the Joshua, because Rashi and the Ramah and the Tashbits, they all go with it. Now, and also like you were tying that L'chayra, you have a Gemara, all the Gemaras by Hava and Nevela, and therefore he says, and therefore, he says that Me'ikir Adin, avada, a person should try.
It's a good class, right?
Yeah. Now, in the Poiskim, you find different Eterim and different cases. It's hard to go through every Prat, but we'll try to see a little. In the Poiskim, you see different Eterim to the Makim of when you're not Mechiv to go ahead and dafka buy to a guy or to sell to a guy. In the Shai Mishpat, the Choshe Mishpat, he says like this, that even though the Gemara says, right, the Ikki Gemara that we saw by Ribbis, if you have money to lend, and you can lend to a Goy by Ribbis, or to a Yid without Ribbis, so he says, that Avadi Mechiv to lend to a Yid. Zakta, Shai Mishpat, that's only when the Revach is going to be a little Revach. But if the Revach is going to be Meruba, then Avadi, not Mechiv to lend to, if you can lend to a Goy for 5%, 10%, really lend. So then you could be Mekel. Now he says that when you have a Menias Revach, then you're talking Mechiv to lose out a lot of money. And he says, L'maisa, the Ram is not Mashm like that. The Ram is Mashm across the board. You're always Mechiv to lend to Yid and not to go, even though you can end up losing money. In Avas Chesed, Kedai, let's just go read through the Halachas Avas Chesed together. Kedai, just to see how he brings down the Halacha. In page Chavav, Veda, the Bedin Zeh Shalmanu, the Yagdim Yisrael Bechinam Milagoy Beribis, Nichu Agadayim Bezeh. So he brings down the Machlokes. Yesh Ayimim Shafilim Yil Velagoy Yer Revach Meruba. If a person could afford it, right? Why? Because even though the mice, you're going to end up losing, you're not gaining a lot of money, but you're not losing money. The whole, he's saying is like this, even though the mice, the gain to lend to a goy could be on a greater, much greater level, but you're never losing the keren. So if you're not losing the keren, even though it's a big amount, then still, Ein lehesed shezeh shivul Yisrael, ki amoyis yeshuvela bechazara. Rak, menias revichu alayi. V'gamein panasi bekach, and he sticks in also that's not your panasa. So it sounds like from him, that if a person, taka has a company, he's a business, he has a bank, that's his business, so then, avado, a person's allowed to work to make panasa. Then you don't say there's a kedima over a yid over, from a yid over the goy. But if it's only handling stam, you have money sitting around, and you want to know, should you give it to a gemach? That's not your business. You should give it to a gemach, or should you give it to one of these hard money people, and you can make a lot of money, they're lending out to a goyim, then you should rather put it into gemach. But then he brings down the Yesh Mefarshim that say only when the Revach's Mu'it. I'm a Revach Yom Meruba in the Mechiv. It's a Revach Yom Ashik Sash Mechiv Yisrema Ayin Cham. So he's not Machriya, but he brings down the Machlekes. Now he said like this. Now going back to the Halachas of Mekach U'Memkar, he says that Afilu Magoi Moise Mad Yois Al HaMekach Afilu Achim Mutav Lim Kisar B'Pachais V'Chein Adin Adin Kinyin Mutav Yois Yishikim Yisrael Afilu Yitzchik Lo Hoise Mad Yoiser. Means a shiloh, if you could go to the store, a Yiddish store is a jar more expensive, the Goyish store is cheaper. So he says, therefore, if it's only ma'at, then you're allowed to, you should rather go to Yid. Now, what's exactly the shir ma'at and meruba? That's already up for the discussion. It's not so clear. But a person just has to know for himself that people waste a lot of money. People aren't, there are people still maybe very makbid, but there are many, many people that waste a lot of money. Punkt it comes to this thing, now they want to save their $50 that they don't want to go buy from a yid. It's just a person has to be honest with himself. Now he said like this, in the tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak, he says that this is all, the whole shiloh over here, giving less, giving more, that's only if the yid himself has parnasa. You go to the store, the guy has a booming business. I say he has parnasa, but to help another yid have parnasa, like we said over from the Rambam last week, the Rambam says, Ein lecha mitzvah shal tzedakah gedolah mizu, that's the greatest mitzvah, to shtel a person. Okay, now he brings down that again, in the tshuva from the Maram Sheik, he says again that if the yid's business is trying to make parnasa and he could buy it from a guy for a little cheaper and sell it for a little better, he can make a little more parnasa. So he says maybe if you bought it, it's called kedei chayav. You're doing it for your parnasa. So there you say maybe it's sort of chayecha kaidman that avada you'll let it go and try to get from a cheaper person in order to make parnasa. But he says if the whole vart is only a tircha, like sometimes I hear people say a sprach, yeah, to deal with this yiddish company. You know, it's always a hassle. Right, it's a hassle. So returns could be already a hefsid. That could be a shiloh being a hefsid meruba. But just a hassle because the Hamish Yid treats you like, doesn't treat you like a big customer. So that also, in he says, Mamshik says, there you don't have a hetter. And Meyosha brings down that also, Benegay, if the product is a better product, he's handling buying with a tshuva from buying a sregen from Carrefour or buying sregen from Eretz Yisrael. So again, he says like this, if the product's a better product, then you have a right to go to the goy. The product's b'etzem, a better product, you're allowed to go to the goy. But if all's equal, then avado, you should try to go to a yid. Now,
difference though, if you're talking about a bar mitzvah, like an Esrig, I mean, that's
no,
different.
Oh, no, it's doesn't sound, he wants to shtal to everybody, but here, he grabs starts with the tshuva about Esrig, but Rabbi Baron's pointing out that maybe for a mitzvah, so a svar, you should try to do the best mitzvah. But it sounds like even for the product itself, you have a heter. Now, in the Marshag, he says another point. He says that the mechuyev to go buy from a yid could be only if you're looking, you're shopping around. Now you have a shaila where to shop. You should go to the goyish store, the yiddish store. You should rather try to go to the yiddish store. But he said if the goy comes to you, yeah, let's say a company calls you, we have a meridik, a product, but we want to reach out to you. So there he says it could be once they reach out to you and they're coming to you, then avada, you don't have to start looking around for someone else who sells the same thing. That's a yid. You mean the whole part is that when you're coming to buy, now you have a choice. But over here, they about to came to you, so then it could be it's a mutter. Now, the Paiskim say like this, if a person has a choice to buy from a mummer, you have a geisha company, or you have a yiddish company that's from people, I mean, you have a fryer company, So he says again, just like there's a din kedima over from yid over a guy, yid over a guy, avad also over from yid. Shemish. The olden days they used to have signs on the store. Shemish Shabbos. The zikher kedima on.
Who says it?
What?
Who says it?
Who brings this down? Mesh Shtemach brings it down. Others bring it down also. I forgot who else. Mesh Shtemach brings it down. The Chikalev also brings it down like that. Oh, right. The Gemara brings down Tam Chachim. The Pshad is an Indian taka to try to do kedima for sure. Right. The Gemara brings down that they said no one else that day when the Tam Chachim was trying to sell. They used to be mavatel. Now, like this, regarding hiring Yiddish workers. So this is another shaila. Is it kedima? Just like we're saying, economy out of misecha, that you should try to buy from yid. Now you have a choice: should you try to hire from yidden as workers or not? So, what? So there, hefse meruba could be. So there's a shuva from Moshe Shlemich. We'll start with that shuva, and then we'll see weiter. Everybody, you can look on page mem. Venira. Kishem Shibamemka the Shina Mateus Kainim. It's on page mem. Chuvis Tough Ayan Zayn. Venira. Kishem Shibamemka the Shina Mateus Kainim. Kisim Kamim Kalami Secha. Shayhudi Kaidim the Dashina Shitim Kalami Secha Vichemikniya. Who Adim is Chiris Kaldava. He says, just like there's an Indian to hire. To buy from a yid, he wants to say even hiring schiros also they come first. And he shtalsu the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis on Ovid says, Yehaniyim b'nei beisecha. What does it mean Yehaniyim b'nei beisecha? So he says the Rambam's lashon is mutiv l'shtamish b'aniyim b'nei beisoy v'yachshiv loy l'tzedaka. V'gam kan yinakim hashem asim b'kesem meiser. So up there, that avada, a person's allowed to, about you trying to hire aniyim, people. He says, he's writing a tshuva in South Africa. I think over there, they're able to hire mamash kosher workers for nothing. So he says, that a person that whatever more you would pay, if about you helping out a yid for parnasa, now he says, v'akadosh baruch hu makir oime machshava saleiv, in b'shviloi moyel ha'poyel ha'akam b'Yisrael v'nim nerak b'shul ha'mitzah la'achis Yehudi u'mnaki k'tzadaka v'incha tzadaka k'moy. The Ram's lashon is incha tzadaka k'moy, but that's only by a Yiddish worker who's a nitzrich. L'mais, you have a Yid who has a big company, and Baruch Hashem, he already tells you, he basically makes you feel like he doesn't really need you as a customer. So he doesn't make you feel exactly that you need him.
But he
wants you, but he can't make you feel. Can't make you give you that I know that you're actually giving them the business. So Lamaisa, that's already the same Shiloh that we spoke about before. Now it's an interesting Shiloh, a very long discussion over here in the Sefer that there was a discussion in Eretz Yisrael. They had a lot of farms and kibbutzim where they were able to hire Arabs for very cheap. And the from Yidden, or whatever, the Yidden over there, they said, why are you not giving us the business? So what happened was, they started making, they were boycotting any of the Pardesim that weren't hiring Yidden. So the question is that, Oizka Haltan La'alacha. To boy, I know, I'm saying, do they have a tefillah? They have a tefillah, so... Now,
you can boycott a company,
even if they're just not doing something that you want. So. No, the question is, do they have a tefillah? Right? No, the Iker thing was, do they have a tefillah that the Pardesim Shahari get it? So
I mean, it doesn't necessarily say whether the boycott's corrupted or not.
So we'll see. Right, well, now I'm not handling if that is forcing someone to do the mitzvah. That's a different story. The question is it hack of this Indian, they should only hire from Yidden. So if you look on page Mem Aleph, So there's a story that happened, Tafresh Sadi Dalit, that they started boycotting the Pardesim. And the question was, is that the right thing or not? So Rabbi Chanan wrote a letter that he said, it's not Kedin. He said, Shaloi Kedin, then I'm a Chuyiv, to hire Dafke Yidin. Because they could hire Goyim for half the price, then I'm a Chuyiv. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. So right away, these workers, they went to the Chazon Ish to ask him what's his achra. And the Chazon Ish wrote that Avado, they have to hire Yiddish workers, and they're allowed to make a machais. So they asked him, and he wrote a letter to Rabbi Chanan regarding this. So it seems to be that there was this big machlokes between Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish. So, you know, everything also is in context because you have to know exactly the times and if they had the money. So you look over here in Tshuva's base. And he writes, Schar HaPoyel, Re'inu, it's on page base. It says, Re'inu b'mechtav ha'gali b'iton, said, maybe it'll change your mind. It's on page Mem Gimel. He says, Schar the Payel is 20 grush liyoy. As Schar the Muit, Lafia Chayim Baratinu, whom with some sum la Payel lachioi lachayi vayichidi. Says, Doctor, it's very difficult to amount the money they're paying. And he says, the Maisa Goy, we could find for Asara Grush. Because he doesn't really need much, he doesn't really, food is very cheap. So he says, the Maisa, all the Bali Pardesim have this Nisayan, but they got together and they'll even be Nisayan to hire Yidin. He says, L'maisa, if they can only start hiring Goyim, it's going to be very bad for the whole Medina, the whole Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, because they're not going to have it. And therefore, he says, Avada, about everyone's holding shtark. So L'maisa, it's Kedai that they continue holding shtark. L'maisa, the Chazon Ish held that they have a right, and Rabbi Chanan held that you're not mechuyav.
By Rothschild and all these places,
right?
Ahead
you to find employment for all the people that are moving into the Yishuv, right? For them to then take the land for free. It was like 49. Yeah, but they were all stuck in the Yishuv. Who cares? The land was given over for that purpose. Okay,
Lamaisa,
just to fear ice, in the Chuvit, I think, from the Imre Yosher, he brings down an interesting thing. If you go back to page Lamed Vav, he brings down that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Lashon is, Sivui Chachamim, Shebnei Beisei Shal Adam, Aniyim V'yiseimim B'mokim Ha'avadim. U'mutalei L'shtam Shbe'elu V'yehenu B'nei Avram Yitzhav V'yankim in the Chasav. L'yehenu B'hem Zerachon. So effectively, Yosher, so the Rambam saying is, you should try to hire Yidin, and you shouldn't hire Mutav that your money should go to B'nei Avram Yitzhav V'yankim. So he writes, what's the Lashon Tzivu Chachamim? Sounds like it's a new mitzvah d'Rabbanan. L'chayra, we saw, Oikonami Amisecha, Pashtus is a din d'Raisa. So he says that Oikonami Amisecha is when you're handling the same thing. You could sell this product to a guy, you could sell it to a yid, even though the yid's going to pay cheaper, you should sell it to a yid. However, if it's a whole different thing, that wasn't Nichal Oikonami Amisecha. A guy selling quality A, he isn't selling quality C. That wasn't Nichan in economy Anami Secha. So he says, when you're handling Avadim, the Rambam's talking about Avadim. So you're buying an Eved forever. You have an Eved every single day. Mashiach in a pile, just for a few hours every day. So it's a whole different thing. Still, the Rambam's saying, there's a Tzivi Chacham, there's a special Tzivi Chazal. The Chazal said, you should try to hire Yidim. Okay. Maisa, every person has to make a Cheshbon. And this is the shaila, if it's going to end up costing too much, and the quality of the working is different. Okay, everyone has to put into cheshbon. The mindset, the bottom line is, like Rav Moshe Steinbach's writing, that Yehideh HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's belev Adam. And, you know, the mindset, the person has to think, where his money's going, goes to a guy, rather it goes to a yid. Like someone said, you give it to a yid, the yid's passing by next to the rabbeim, to the yeshivas. Whatever it is, it's you're helping build a Yiddish family. The person just has to make a cheshbon, you know, what's called the shtadlus. Where's the shtadlus to save money? Once heard from the Chabina Rav, someone came with a mishaila about a certain thing in business. So Chabina Rav said, a person always has to think, when he's doing business, what are the Kosh Baruch Hu, if you'd ask the Eivishter, Baruch Shem, the Eivishter says, Liyah Kesav, Liyah Zav, the Eivishter has enough money for everything. The person just has to think, what is the Eivishter want from me as a Yid? What am I supposed to be doing? Is this my shtadlus that the Eivishter wants? All the Eivishter wants, the person doing shtadlus, Eivishter Baruch Shem has Liyah Kesav, like we said, he has call everything. So what's called my shtadlus? My shtadlus is that I should go to the guy, and that's how I'm going to have a parnasa, okay? But if not, the person has to realize what he's doing. Okay, the halach is talking about complicated, everything needs a shayla, tayim bir, to shikol hadas. Basically, and the tshuvas mechitzit, like they bring down. So he goes into what the shir. I don't know. I can't say that I went through all the paiskim, but lamaisa like this. Okay, just wanted to invite everybody. Met Hashem tomorrow night. Bring a chasa for my daughter. I saw the beautiful letter from C. Meyer in the Sefer Nima Sachaim. He brings down that the Sfas Emes writes that the simcha of the whole week of Shavuot Brachos is ma'en the simcha of Sukkot. Says the chuppah is Yom Kippur. Everything leading up is the preparation for the Yom Kippur. But not the Yom Kippur, the Eibishter is mashbia, the same simcha. And he says that anybody who's mishtatef in the simcha, he says the Eibishter, if you look through the brachos, the mafarshim brachos of Samech the Samach, the Ribay Yakar, in the Siddur Teyus Chaim, they bring down Ribay Yakar. He says the Eibishter is mashbia, shefa, shal nahore, shal simcha. And he says anybody who's mishtatef, he says kama svar mavur. That zeichet side the kaparas avaynus of Yom Kippur, and side the simcha of Sukkot and the ashpayis, the gevaldiga, the ashpayis of simcha. So we take all these zeichet together to coming shvua this week. Side to have the kapara, side to simcha, and he says any person's mishtatif is moisiv the ashpayis of simcha. So we hope to freizach tzamen, the gezuntheit.